Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives as ever. I'm here with my dastardly dreamy death doctor, Sam Hammond, a.k.a. At Von Cruz. How are you, Sam?
Well, on the way here, I just saw Crazy Frog's dick, so I'm feeling mildly
What
aroused.
Does that even mean?
Remember Crazy Frog?
Yes, of course.
Well, they've brought him back, which is one thing that shouldn't have happened. Whoever has him has brought
him
back.
Wait, as in on ringtones or as a pop star?
On Twitter, I've seen him, the official Crazy Frog's here, and now he's got a dick. And yeah, it's another thing that just didn't need to happen. So, yeah.
Well, in a very bad link, I'll just say, well, Crazy Frog obviously needs to die and we need to have a funeral for him.
Yeah.
Guys at home, we want to hear from you as ever. Any crazy stories about death, funerals, send them in to our email address, poditsyourfuneral@gmail.com. That's poditsyourfuneral@gmail.com. We will read out the best ones. But our guest today is actor, voiceover artist, comedy writer, Holly J. Bowes. Is it Bowes or Bowes?
It's Bowes.
Bowes. How
and
are you,
know what?
Holly?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I only found out that was how you pronounce my surname about 3 years ago.
What have you been pronouncing it as before
Bowes.
That? Really?
Yeah.
Well, did your parents not tell you?
Well, I made a reservation with my dad once and I went, it's for Holly Bowes. And he went, pardon? And I went, what? And he went, that's not your name. You're called Bowes. Bowes.
Really?
It is slightly more southern sounding, which is why I assumed it was Bowes.
Well, yeah, but we're just from Duckingfield, so it was a bit of a weird one for my dad to correct me on it.
Now I'm actually glad that I asked what it was, because it brought out a nice anecdote, and then that anecdote made me think you had to, at the start when you said, I was making a reservation with my dad, it's like, you have to put a booking in to see your dad? That's weird.
But then, he's in prison.
Not quite. I went there last week, and he went missing for half an hour, and I walked down the back and I was like, what are you doing? And he was just on all fours with a scrubber trying to get a mark out of my car, and I was like,
that's what dads do.
Why are you doing that? Because if they did that near mine in Manchester, it would just be someone trying to rub your wheels.
Yeah. So he didn't go missing. In fact, he was being
really
helpful.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I just thought it was really odd. I just cooked him tea.
Peak dad move.
That's very kind of you.
Peak dad move. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Holly, we're recording kind of towards the end of lockdown, or potentially a new lockdown about to start. How
Can't
has
wait.
It been? What have you been up to?
I'm not gonna lie. I've had the best time ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got paid to sit on my ass. I've been self-employed since I was 14.
Right.
So I've literally just been like, go on then, Boris.
So you got your 80%. Your 80% of the last 3 years' earnings payment. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I had a really good time.
That's the dream.
Good for you, mate.
Well, yeah.
That's the dream.
Kellogg's advert, a few voiceovers, a couple of eyebrows thrown in. Because if you didn't know, I have my own beauty business. I've had a really good time. Plug it. No,
oh,
right. I'm good. It's all right.
The next Kylie Jenner. She's the one, right? She's the one with the beauty business, right?
Well, yeah, she's got an actual beauty business. I just remove people's hair for a living.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, now I know what we're doing after the podcast. We're all getting our hair removed.
I've already thought about it.
What is your funeral experience, Holly? We have to keep it back to the funeral idea.
Finding out. Right, okay. So, I've got a few funny stories about me, Nan.
Okay, good.
She was a funny woman, so
Nan
I feel like...
Nan seemed to get a bit of a raw deal on this podcast.
Well,
a lot of Nans come up.
I found out at the funeral, everyone was saying bits for her. And I don't think many people liked her very much, because it was always like... Jean was lovely, but she did my head in. But I found out that she actually went to Cheetah Mill, bought a load of tights, American tan tights, flew over to the Middle East, put a burqa on, and sold them on the black market.
What?
And I found that out during the funeral speech, and I thought, what a strange thing to tell me at a
That's
funeral.
That's legendary.
Well, it is, but I've just got this vision of her studying a burqa to selling American tan tights, thinking, why, what are you doing? But she was also the first female driving instructor in the UK, so she tells me. And her favourite client was, what's she called? Mel Sykes.
She's a feminist icon.
Mel Sykes.
She's
what a legend.
Absolute icon.
What's she called?
Jane Bowes.
Jane Bowes.
Jean Bowes. That's where I got my middle name from, my real middle name. Holly Jean Bowes. Yeah.
So the things I grabbed from that, one is I've got a little factoid about Mel Sykes. It's that Mel Sykes, I think her boyfriend or her last boyfriend, or maybe even someone she married, was someone who just DM'd her on Twitter with his like body out.
There is a hope for us all.
As his profile picture just saying, you're fit. And then she started going out with him. No. Wow.
That's amazing.
That never works. That's giving hope to lots of incels.
And then the other...
incels? I love a good incel.
Lovely old incels.
Go out with me, you slut. Okay.
Yep, I'm in for it. And then the other thing was... So your nan was an entrepreneur, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And she had found out from somewhere that in the Middle East somewhere, they were desperate for this particular brand of tie.
I've always wondered why, like, really famous celebrities like Tom Cruise or someone doesn't just put, like, a burqa on and, you know, ponce around Harrods doing his shopping in that, because, you know, you wouldn't get hassled then. But nowadays, they could just wear a mask, I suppose, you know, and might not get noticed.
My instinct was because the reason they wouldn't do that is because imagine if they got caught, how bad that would be.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, would you?
But then nobody's really undressing burqas.
You wouldn't get caught, would you?
It's the perfect solution to the celebrity problem.
And did your nan actually wear a burqa to sell these things?
What a legend.
She is incredible.
I don't know where she went, though. I'd like to find out, but I just...
In my head, it's Abu Dhabi, like in Sex and the City 2 movie or whatever it was.
Somewhere like that, or Iran, or just somewhere. I don't even know. But it was I think it was in the 60s or 70s.
Wow.
Well,
but I just thought to myself, what? That's dead weird.
And that was in like a eulogy someone gave at the funeral.
Yeah, someone was talking about it because they were talking about all the good things she did. And then they threw that in as a laugh. And I was like, this is hilarious. So she opened up a dementia room in Ashton Hospital, which was like a memory room. So people that had dementia would go in and it would remind them of this anywhere between the 50s and the 80s.
Great idea.
It was so cute. Yeah. But it was really weird because when we found out that she was dying, I went and sat in that room and it had on the wall her picture and said, but thank you to Jean Bowes. And I was like, I had no idea she was a nice person. She was such... I mean that in the nicest possible way. She was a fucking nightmare.
Was she?
Oh my God, yeah. And I actually rang my dad up when she died because I couldn't stop crying. And I went... I feel really guilty because she was a nightmare. And he went, oh, well, she was a witch, but she's passed now. So you got to be nice about her. And I thought, she did all these lovely things for people and all these lovely things for women. And like, she taught me how to cook. But then I thought, you were a nightmare. And she was.
Do you? So I think that's an interesting question. Do you have to be nice about people who've died?
Absolutely
I'm not sure if that's true.
Do you fuck?
No, no. Jimmy Savile? No.
Yeah, I mean, you've gone for an extreme example
really extreme,
there, Sam.
Yeah. Really extreme, yeah. Really extreme.
You know.
And then, so the dementia room was in a care home, right?
Yeah. No, just in the Ashton Hospital.
Oh, in the hospital. Yeah, and did, by chance, everyone you saw in that hospital have that specific pair of tights on? Because my idea, was she selling them forever?
Oh my God, I'm amazing would that be?
I can't get over this. How much of a markup must you be making on each pair of tights to fly over to the Middle East?
I'm guessing there was, at that time, maybe, you know, they were under some kind of control where there was no tights there. And she saw a gap in the market.
My new granddad, I call him my new granddad, but he's actually my real granddad, but I met him at my nana's funeral. So right. I met him for the first time at my nana's funeral.
Your
83.
Life's a whirlwind, isn't it?
Well, my family life is, yeah. But he used to work over in the Middle East as well. So I've got a feeling she must have just flown out to see him one time with a load of tights.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't... Because otherwise, I just... How
but you know what? I've only
just
figured that out now, at, like, speaking to you.
Yeah,
right. Because my new granddad is new. Because he's new to me.
Okay, and so what other... So, I mean, what an amazing funeral. You find that out, you meet your new granddad, and he was... With her, so...
No. Oh. So, I've got a granddad who died 10 years ago, I've always called granddad, and that's me, granddad Jim. And I was always just told that my real granddad just wasn't around.
She had a bit on the side somewhere else.
No, I just think... Honestly, I think she was that much of a nightmare that my new granddad, meaning my old granddad... In fact, we just need to name him because it's not making no sense, is it?
Right.
I think that Rick left me nan. No, start again. I think that Rick left me nan... And she's just turned us all against her. Turned us all against him. When actually, he's a really lovely man. She was a nightmare. And he just left and ran away.
Right. Mm. And the word nightmare is coming up a lot about your nan. What flavour of nightmare was she then?
She's the kind of nightmare that would make you spinach chicken with liver in.
Okay, so bad food choices.
With a side of mash inside a Yorkshire pudding. Or the kind of nan that you'd go, "Are your nan vegetarian at the minute?" And she'd go, "No problem." And she'd hide your piece of ham under the mash and wink at you.
Like Rose
and you'd
West.
Go, "Wow, didn't want that. That's a pig." And she'd go, you don't have to tell anyone. Like I was doing it for somebody else.
Right. Like, but she thought she was doing you a favour.
Oh, absolutely. She thought giving me a bit of ham was doing me a favour, when really I was just sat there thinking, brilliant, can't touch anything else on the plate now, because I'm that pedantic.
So your use of nightmare is me, my use of, she sounds hilarious.
She is hilarious. But she was also, I remember when she was in hospital one time, and do you know, like when your nan and your granddads get old and you get the phone call off your mum and dad, you need to come visit your nan. I've got a grandma that's 93 that's still hanging on. And I've had that phone call about my grandma probably for the last 10 years. But my nan, I got the phone call off her, not off anyone, because she was a hypochondriac. She once told me she had a stroke in her ear. She was a nightmare. So she went, you need to get to the hospital. I'm dying, Holly. So I went, right, okay. You sound like you're dying. So I went to the hospital. She was there. She was with my Auntie Maureen and my Auntie Nessa, and her two best friends. And she's tubed up to the eyeballs, and she's arguing with them full pelt.
Yeah.
These women in their late 70s arguing with each other. And I was like, wow, this is mental. So I went and sat down, and they ran. They left the room. They didn't run, but they left the room. And I looked at my nan and I went, what was that about? And she just went, they need to know that I will always be Queen Bee. And then whatever had hit her had then kicked in, and she just fell asleep. So I was just like, wow, I hope I'm not like that when I'm older.
Wait, that wasn't her last line before falling asleep forever, though?
No, but before she did fall asleep forever, I definitely didn't mean...
Holly, will you please tell everyone the story you told me about the Chinese takeaway and your nana?
Okay, so...
You've got to tell the story.
My nana. About to die, we get the phone call. She'd already gone into like the deep sleepy bit.
Yeah.
So we'd never actually got a chance to say goodbye, so this seems appropriate. It was about 3 days in. My dad had been in the hospital just eating vending machine food, and I rang him up and I'd finished work. I'd said goodbye three times, but then I kept going back thinking she was going to go, but she never did. Well, no, she did. She has gone. Sorry. Rest in peace.
No, we got what you meant.
So I ring him up, and it was about 10:30 at night. I'd just finished work, and I went, right, I'm going to bring you some hot food because you've just been eating them cheese and onion sandwiches from the vending machine for 3 days, and you're going to be malnutritioned, and I can't imagine what your shits look like. So he was like, right, no problem. I said, what takeaway do you want? Do you want a kebab? Do you want this? And he went, just bring me a Chinese. I went, okay. So I found a Chinese around the corner from Ashton Hospital, got everything in a big box, turned up. They'd moved us into this room, into this side room, and there was an old man on the ward who roamed around just with shit dangling down his leg the whole time. So at the point when I was saying goodbye to my nan, there was just this overwhelming smell of shit. So I was quite happy that they'd moved us into a side room. So we'd gone into the side room again, with my Auntie Gillian, Auntie Maureen, my stepmom, my dad, and we had this Chinese, and we're all eating it all in silence around my nana's nearly dead body.
And with some aroma of feces.
Well, that had gone now because we're in the side room.
Okay, good, yeah.
So she's got this weird little lollipop. You know them lollipops of sponges that you have to wet your mouth with?
No.
What do you mean you don't know? When you're on end of life, you're like that, and your mouth goes dry. The hospital give you...
I can visualise
that. Didn't have any of them for my nana.
Well, they didn't like your nana then.
No.
So they had... They've got the shape like a lollipop, and you dip it in water.
Soggy lollipop.
You wet the mouth with it. It's disgusting. Anyway, it's just the weirdest thing. And I remember turning to my dad and going, I'm never doing that for you, just so you know. And so we're sat all eating Chinese around her body, and then my Auntie Maureen goes, she'd have loved this, wouldn't she? She'd have loved this. And I'm sat there thinking,
not really.
Would she have loved this? Because we're just sat eating Chinese around her dead body. Anyway, next thing, my dad goes,
she'd have loved this.
Can you pass us the Kung Po chicken? And I went, yeah, no problem. Stood up, tripped over a catheter, threw the Kung Po chicken all over me dead nan, across the room, all over me dad. And it's landed noodles all over me dad, noodles all over me nan. She's got one hanging out of her mouth, and she's like that.
Oh my God. Like,
and I was just stood there in complete shock for about 30 seconds, which goes really slow when you're in a really moody room like that. And then my dad just burst out laughing.
Hilarious.
That was a relief.
Yeah, it was a relief because I'd whipped a catheter out. Everything was just fucking piss everywhere. And it was, there was piss everywhere. Kung Po chicken and my dead nan with a noodle in her mouth that one of us had to fish out.
I really hope that when it went quiet, someone just went, she'd have loved this.
Well, we loved it. We went, oh, it was all in good spirits, weren't it? We were all in good spirits. Oh,
that's brilliant. So I've got a story about my grandma when she was in hospital. I'm not sure if I've said it on this before. Mm. Sam, let me know if I have. But I'm still going to say it.
We'll cut it out if not.
She had a brain aneurysm. She she had a brain aneurysm, which came about when she... So she was a lot more sociable than my grandpa. They lived in Cornwall. They lived at kind of a top of a hill, and at the bottom of the hill was a pub. And she used to go to the pub most nights to hang out with her friends. She's in her 80s, but she'd still walk there. And then one night she had a brain aneurysm walking back and fell into a ditch.
Oh my
and
God.
Then the next morning when my granddad woke up, she wasn't there. So the whole village get out early and try and find her. And they eventually find her in a ditch. She survived the night.
Oh my God.
Mad fucking strong. But she was in a coma.
How long for?
For weeks and weeks and weeks, right?
Oh.
And my mum would sit with her and my granddad would be there in the room as well. And then eventually she started kind of twitching. Or I think my mum tells a story that they started playing her some music from the 40s and 50s and she really reacted to that. And eventually when she first woke up, right, my mum tells a story that my mum was there at the end of the bed, my granddad was there, and my grandma beckons my mum towards her, like, come towards me, I want to tell you something, come towards me. And that her and my granddad have been together for like 60 years, right? Mm. So my mum walks towards her, puts her ear into my grandma's mouth, and my grandma goes, I'm seriously thinking of leaving your father.
That's absolutely amazing.
Like the first thing she said.
That
she
is
was
amazing.
Always hilarious. Like, always hilarious. But that was...
Do you think she knew she was being hilarious?
Yeah, though? I think so.
Oh,
I really
love
do.
That even more that she just woke up and thought, how am I going to fuck with him?
I think so,
absolutely brilliant.
What a hero.
Yeah. And she always talked about as well when... she always talked about like going into her like 60s, 70s. She was like, I've never tried a spliff. I really want to try a spliff.
Did you let her?
And
did
eventually,
you do it with her?
Well, it wasn't me, but it was eventually, I think... My mum had a lodger and he gave her a spliff. And she then said, I just always assumed that if I ever had a spliff, I'd... Because she was my whole family musicians. She was like, I always assume I'd just get straight on the piano and write a hit song. And then she was like, it actually didn't do me much, you know, it just didn't make me feel that much.
He always assumed I'd write a hit
song. Yeah, something like that.
That's so funny. Mm. I come from a family of jazz musicians as well, which I think is a bit mental. And I found out that my uncle... my grandma's brother years ago, well obviously because she's 93 so it must have been, was playing saxophone at a Cayley and just fell off the stage and died, pissed as a fart. And I thought, that's my family.
Died of the impact or the alcohol?
Unsure, just absolutely twatted, just dead on the floor, bye.
Fucking hell.
Never got to meet him.
Did the gig go on?
I'm unsure.
You'd like to think so.
I hope so.
You'd like to think so.
The show must go on.
We should bring this round to the idea of your funeral, Polly. Mm-hmm. Have you, in your life, have you thought much about it? Have you fantasized like I have about mine?
I just want everyone to really fucking mourn me.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that honesty. No one's really said that.
I want everyone to really just be like...
For months, years.
Oh, my! I want to make such an impact. But not because I was mint, just because it was like... She was such a twat, but we loved her anyway.
Right, okay.
So I want it to be... I want the funeral itself to just be a complete fucking nightmare for everyone. I want everyone to wear...
You are your nana's granddaughter.
Oh, I've just realised it just now. They need to know who's Queen Bee.
Yeah.
I want everything from start to finish just to be a little bit annoying.
That's like most funerals.
Oh, no, but they are. I mean, like, purposely annoying. All like, right. I'm going to get an actor to come and do...
Talk us through it. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What's going to happen?
I want to get an actor to come and do a monologue. And I want to get a really shit comedian to come and do
10 minutes.
A shit comedy set. I want them to show every single episode of Hollyoaks that I was ever fucking in. Just on my coffin.
A 9-hour funeral.
A projector.
This is a long funeral,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to really revel in it. Everyone's got to wear black and everyone's got to wear a veil.
Yeah, so none
and
of that.
And you've got to lift it up as soon as you're crying.
Men in veils as well. Men in veils as well.
All of them. Everyone's in a veil.
Brilliant.
Everyone.
No, I love that. Yeah. That's such a vision. And are we talking about like in a church or you make it?
Oh, I want it to be the biggest, darkest looking, scariest church.
Yeah.
And
Gothic
I want to be tucked. I want everybody to be in, obviously everyone's wearing black, but I want drag queens to be taking me down in the coffin.
Right, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And I want, as we're opening the coffin, I want that song to come on where it goes, wow!
Oh, so we're opening the casket.
Yeah, opening the casket. That's another thing. I want to open the casket. Show everyone me. Just be like, upright.
Look at her.
Yeah. Dead narcissistic. Wow. That's what I'm brilliant. Thinking.
Wait, hold on. The coffin is upright.
Yeah, coffin's upright. Drag queens have brought it in. And what as it's opening.
Yeah, so they've... Yeah, so
what's that song
you're opening
about?
The lid.
Hold on. So, this feeling. Walk right in.
Yeah, Ride on Time by Black Box.
Yeah, that one.
Ride on Time by Black Box, which, by the way, a little factoid about that song.
Here he is.
Endless factoids.
The hell's a factoid?
It's a word for fact. I could just say fact. I don't know why I'm saying it. And there's no apparent reason to say it. It was actually sung by the lead singer, Heather Small of M People.
Really?
But on the video and on Top of the Pops and stuff, she wasn't asked to be involved. So the woman who you always see singing it is miming it. Pretending to sing it, but it was her.
That makes so much sense.
That's so much better than anything she did with them people.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Okay, but more importantly, so we've got an upright coffin. We haven't had one of these on It's Your Funeral
it's
before. This is what this podcast is all about.
It's pink on the outside.
Yeah.
Red in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm wearing all black.
Yeah.
And I have a crystal tear on one left.
A tattoo or like
no,
an
no, no.
Crystal?
It's a crystal.
Wow.
I paid for this crystal with all of my kids' inheritance money.
Right. Okay.
So that's going there, and I've got every dog.
Wait, do you have any kids or are these
absolutely
future
not.
Kids?
These are future kids that right. I probably will never have.
Future hypothetical kids.
Absolutely never going to have kids. So probably not. Niece and nephew. They think they're going to get a lot. They're not because it's all in my diamond on the side of my cheek. So I want every single dog that I've ever had, its ashes, to be with me.
Wow, that's beautiful.
How many dogs will you have had at
well,
that point?
I've got my two tattooed on me at the moment.
Okay.
And it's a Polaroid camera with a Polaroid picture coming out. And the Polaroid picture is the two dogs. And I've made space so that I can get more Polaroid pictures throughout my life. All going down. Because
smart.
I'm a pathetic person and that's how I feel about
Holly's
my animals.
Holly's got a really good dog, actually. The one with the underbite.
He's amazing.
Isaac, yeah.
He's 13. He's still hanging on like
what
a cat to a curtain. He's half pug, half Jack Russell. And he didn't look like that when I got him.
Really?
No, I've got pictures of him, Sam. I'll show you.
Does he have an... Is it he?
Yeah.
Does he have an Instagram page?
Yeah, but I hardly use it. I'm rubbish.
Tell the audience.
It's at Isaac and Neil.
At Isaac and Neil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neil's
my other dog.
ISAAC and NEIL.
ISAAC.
Cool. So go and find the underbite there.
It's he don't look normal.
He's a phenomenal looking dog.
Yeah. But I honestly, when I got him, he didn't look like that.
And you get run over or something?
I don't know. But what's really funny is I found out a few people that have actually got the dogs from the same breed and they're all alive as well and we're all meeting up on a dog walk. Sorry, that's just me being a complete basic bitch loving my dog
absolutely.
Loads.
So you've got Polaroid spaces on your tattoo for future dogs you're going to have whose ashes will be...
Buried with my crystal... Maybe probably. I mean, let's go. It's going to be Schwosky because I'm an actor and I'm never going to be paid very well. So
and
it's just going to be there.
Yeah, you'll take that.
Yeah.
And you...
In fact, it could even be just like a really crappy one from an ale bar. I'm not
so
really that bothered.
Will this be some kind of tomb then? It'll be some kind of tomb that you're in.
No. It's a pink coffin.
But I mean, when you're getting buried, will you then be buried in a tomb with your dogs?
No, I'm going to get burnt.
Oh, okay.
Cremated. Oh, I'm getting well and truly cremated. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Where do you want your ashes spreading?
Oh, so then where are the ashes going, yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I've not thought about that.
That pub on Hollyoaks.
Oh my God, imagine. Imagine just sticking me in the pond at the dog and...
The what dog. Is it? The dog and duck?
Dog in the pond.
Dog in the pond.
I was an extra in there once and I nicked an umbrella in there.
Still talked about, Sam.
Yeah, big, yeah. My big
My
moment.
Dad was an accidental extra on there once.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's picking you
I
up.
I filmed a TV show called The Courtroom when I was about 14 and he came in and didn't realise. He was just using the phone in the canteen and they were shooting, so he was in the background.
Brilliant.
He had to stay there the whole time pretending he was an extra because he felt really embarrassed.
I hope he got his 60 quid or whatever you get.
When you were on Hollyoaks or on any of the kind of TV stuff you've done, have you ever had to do any funeral scenes?
Loads of funeral scenes.
Really?
Absolutely loads.
People always die in soaps,
funerals
don't they?
And weddings, when you're filming a soap, are the worst things to shoot because
Why?
There's 1,000 cast members. Your call time is about 5:30. You're wearing a fascinator and a shit dress all week simply because your character's a chaff. And it's awful. And you've got it's awful. It's awful. You sit in a caravan that smells like dirty must and you just sat there like, this is shit. Yeah. And you're probably only in about 2 shots, but they need you for all the wides. So you're in all day. It's always a long day. And you've always got... But you do get a great catering because they're always on location.
Mm. Presumably the worst possible scenario is if it's your character's funeral and then you've no longer got a job.
Well, you're not in the future. Well, you're not there then, are you?
Yeah.
But you can be at everyone else's funeral.
But that might be the closest people get to seeing their own funeral in real life is if they're an actor and they're watching their own funeral on TV that they weren't at this...
I really fucking hope not.
Mm. Have you ever been killed off?
No, my character in Hollyoaks is an Alicante. Have I been killed? Yes, I have.
Is he dead?
My character in Hollyoaks is in Alicante.
Right. Okay.
Unsure why or who with.
Yeah.
She's been there 8 years. I actually got killed off in Casualty.
Oh, well played.
Yes, I got thrown out of a burning building when I was squatting there with my baby that I gave birth to by myself.
Oh, wow.
In a squat.
Did you do your own stunt?
No, I'm a bit gutted about that. They got the weirdest looking wig as well. They got this wig and they put it on this girl and I kept thinking, does my fucking hair look like that? And then I looked, watched back and went, yeah, it did. What an awful day. Never let me dye my hair black. I thought I looked like Lily Allen and I didn't at all.
They can't choose the wig until the actual day to see what kind of hair day you're having. And then they have to choose the wig for the stunt person.
Well, yeah, beforehand. You go in about a week before and they do all the makeup and the everything else.
So going back to your funeral, so everyone's mourning, everyone's wearing veils, even the boys. We're all in black. I mean, I've just invited myself to your own funeral.
Yeah.
But we've done this podcast.
It's
going
to be great.
Fair enough. I'm going to talk about factoids a lot at the funeral in a eulogy. We know about that. And
I can't cope with that word, factoid.
It's very weird,
isn't
it? I don't think I've ever said it before either.
It makes my vagina shrivel up and sew itself up.
It's like something off radio too.
It's the kind of thing
factoid.
That if you said on a first date,
that would be that.
The girl would be like, you're not fingering
me. I'm going to say it at least 6 or 7 more times then. The idea of your vagina shriveling is just too exciting to not say it anymore. So who are you inviting to your funeral? And maybe more importantly, who's not invited?
There is a lot of people not invited to my funeral who I'm not going to discuss on this show. Mostly family members.
Oh,
but
okay.
Other than that, yeah, I come from a massive family and it's very broken and very everywhere. So there's a lot of different sections of that family that wouldn't be coming. But I'd want all my friends there. I'd want it to be a bit of a show, if I'm honest.
Yeah, no, it sounds like... I mean, they're having to watch all your episodes of Hollyoaks, so it's a bit of a show.
They've got to watch every single episode of Hollyoaks, and then there's going to be
How long were you in Hollyoaks?
Like 6 or 7 years.
Okay, so this is basically...
But then after that, they've got Grange Hills. So they can watch that too.
Maybe realistically, it has to be like a X Factor style best of.
Well, what I was thinking is when you go to the wake, they're going to do a pub quiz and there'll be trivia on episodes.
So you've got into the wake question. Very important.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
sorry if I ruined it.
No. There's a pub quiz at your wake?
Yeah, there's going to be a pub quiz all about me at my wake. I know that's where everyone does
the whole...
Marvelous. She's just great. Isn't she great? And then they cry.
What's the prize?
I'm already dead. So everyone's wish is already there.
You're the prize. They get to take your coffin home.
They get to take one of my dogs back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big serious question I've got for you.
Go on.
Will Tony from Hollyoaks be at your funeral?
I really hope so.
Yeah.
I'll ask him. I'll ask Nick if he'll come.
Is Tony still in Hollyoaks?
He's still in Hollyoaks, yeah.
It's Nick Pickard, isn't it?
Yeah, Nick Pickard.
I know his... Well, I did some work with his brother last
John.
Year. Who used to be in Hollyoaks as
He looks
well.
Exactly
man.
Like Tony.
Yeah, they're the spitting exactly image of each other. Yeah. He's the loveliest man.
Yeah.
He's so lovely. They're both lovely.
Will you ask Tony if he'll come on our podcast, please?
Nick's hilarious because Nick has no spatial awareness.
Really?
So he'll accidentally sit on your knee when you're sat on the sofa and you'll be like, wow, you're on my knee. Or like, wow, your whole foot is on my toe.
Yeah,
and
I have no spatial awareness either.
You can ask him
Barney's
about
like
it.
That when he's drunk.
He's just like, he'll sit next to you on a table and not realise that his whole big left foot is just It's just all over
his hands
your foot.
On your leg.
No. Stop that.
He'll accidentally
he'll be trod on your toe and not realise it because he's eating. He's like a proper man.
Oh, I love Tony.
Nick's great. He's a good lad.
He's called Tony, but yeah.
And so at this wake, we've already decided basically his foot's going to be on your coffin, which has somehow has been brought to your wake as well. What venue are you having for the wake? And most importantly, we talk about this a lot. It's very important. What kind of spread are you putting on? Is it a free bar?
Do you know
what?
I think it's absolutely a free bar.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just going to waste all my money that I've...
The inheritance.
Yeah,
stuff.
The inheritance for everybody. No, I'm only joking. I mean, that makes me sound really evil. Of course, my niece and nephew is going to get absolutely everything that I've ever made. But, let's be honest, probably won't be that much. I'm an actor. But yeah, I'd say I'd want it at the Albert Hall. In Manchester,
yeah.
Yeah, just because that
great
room
venue.
Upstairs is mint. I'd
so
want
nice.
Bongos Bingos to be there, and I'd then just turn it into a rave. Like, I just want it to be a rave.
What is Bongos Bingos?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Have none of you heard of this?
I'm from the South. I'm sorry.
Bongos Bingo is basically an outrageous bingo show where you win the strangest things.
Okay.
But it's done to a crowd of like...
It's really good.
Thousands of people.
Yeah.
So you're all sat, there's thousands of you playing bingo and it's absolutely hilarious.
It's in Liverpool and Manchester, isn't it?
Yeah, Liverpool and Manchester. I nearly won a Henry Hoover and I was gutted that I didn't. Oh. And it was just like the giveaway of ridiculous prizes where you just think, that's so stupid, but I want it, now it's there.
I love the thought of you on a night out and then you've got to bring home with you a fucking Henry
Hoover. Yeah,
well,
that's basically what it is. It's bingo, but you've got to get absolutely leathered to play it. And it's cool bingo.
Yeah, no, they have cool bingo stuff down here. And they're opening actually...
you nicked it off us.
They're opening like an activity date bingo place that's owned by the same people who do bounce the table tennis bars All-Star Lanes.
Again, I'm not going to lie. We all did that first. But it's fine.
No, don't worry.
We're not having a Manx-South divide. But, we win.
You invented the world.
Let's be honest, none of it's going to happen anyway for about 2 years. So.
Yeah, that is true. That is very, very true.
So entertainment-wise, pub quiz, the bingo, and then what, dancing for people? Just
everyone
an all-nighter.
Just an absolute all-nighter.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. Love it.
That's definitely what I want at my funeral.
Amazing.
And who'll be the life and soul of your funeral, assuming it's not going to be you?
I'd say my best friend, James. But I think he'd be one of those that pretended to mourn me and took a tear stick with him.
What's a tear stick?
Like, a tear stick's what you use as an actor.
Oh, yeah.
It makes your eyes water.
You're an actor. You're meant to be able to make
yourself
cry.
I don't use one. Weirdly, I cried on cue the other day on purpose because someone asked me to. And obviously, I'm a bit of a bell end, so I just did it. And they were like...
Yes, mate.
They were like, oh, my God. Like, I can never trust a word you say. Right. And I thought, no, you're right. You can't.
Do you have to go into the deepest, darkest recesses of your soul to cry on cue?
No, weirdly. I just have to wiggle my nose a little bit and and think, like, hang on.
No, you don't have to do it for us. This is unfortunately a non-visual medium. But I appreciate the thought.
I could have done it, you know. I could have done it.
So it's a physical thing. So you can literally just find a physical way of doing it.
I can find a physical way of doing it, yeah.
That's remarkable. Well, if they stuck a load of pollen in the room, then I could do it too. Like, you know, a bit of hay fever.
I don't know. I can just do it. I'm ginger though, so I'm everything's sensitive.
Sure.
is that the case? You're a bit ginger.
Yeah, very ginger, yeah. Good. Well, except you dye your hair blonde then, in which case, lucky you. I can't really get away with that.
Oh, no, you could.
Your pretty blonde.
I think you could get away with that.
I just don't think a man of my age should be dyeing his hair.
I think you should.
Really, at all.
Age is nothing but a number. I'm 31, wearing a fluffy yellow jumper.
Actually, do you know what? That's
and a Nike
yellow feeler jumper.
Necklace.
I'd love to be able to pull that off. Don't
and
think
a
that.
Nike tick necklace because I'm reliving my youth. And
bit
that's
of,
life.
Bit of brand sponsorship there. Nike are listening. No, I love it. Let's hope they're listening and they'll give you more Nike necklaces.
I was going to say, bit of Scally cosplay. You can never do anyone any wrong.
Have you given any thought to what you want written on your gravestone?
Sorry, I was a twat.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have thought about that.
Yeah.
And I've thought about that quite a lot.
You're not that much of a twat, though.
No, I'm...
You're a little bit of a twat.
I'm a little bit of a twat.
Who are you apologising to? Just the world?
The world, yeah. Sorry, I was a twat.
Everyone's a little bit of a twat, though.
I really enjoy it though. I enjoy being really mischievous.
That's all right.
Yeah, so that's all it is.
You have a mischievous vibe, right? It's nice. Yeah,
I'm definitely mischievous. Yeah. Definitely. And I feel like I want that to come out in my.
Yeah.
Sorry for being a twat. That's it then.
Sorry for being a twat.
And
here lays Holly J. Dead as fuck. Soz.
Dead as fuck. Soz is brilliant. Yeah. So as this, this is our funeral version of Desert Island Discs. What songs do you want played at your funeral? What kind of music?
Well, that one that I said before that I can't remember the name of, that. Wow!
Oh yeah, Ride On Time by Black Box. Yeah, that's when. One. And for the audience, just so you know, each time Holly says that, she does a gesticulation of her opening the coffin. So it's like one of those birthday cards that you open and the song comes out. That's such a brilliant idea. I love that.
And do you know what? I'm annoyed at myself for not thinking of the other ones.
So your coffin's being taken out, or it's going on the conveyor belt towards burning.
Yeah.
Any thought? Any important music to you, or are you just like, whatever?
Do you know? No, because I'm one of those people that I'm obsessed with music, and I've had this conversation before. I would rather go blind than deaf because I don't think I can get through the day without it.
That's nice,
and I'm constantly listening to new music, constantly, and I will rinse it for a week and move on. That's how. And I don't think if whatever I come up with now wouldn't be what I would think in when this podcast's out.
That's very rare, actually. Because I saw a scientific survey thing that was like, the average age of people when they stop listening to new music is 25.
Oh my God, no, absolutely not. I'm obsessed with it. I always end up finding something and then everyone will go, oh, what's this? That's a bit weird. And then you'll hear it on a radio station like a few weeks later and I'll be like, yeah,
I found that.
That was me. I got that when it
on. You still get that buzz from finding it first.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm really sad. When it's got like 100 Shazams, I'm like, what?
I was fucking there.
Yeah, I was fucking there in the beginning when you only had 2,000 followers on Instagram.
You're just like, shut up, mate. I was on that 3 months ago.
Like, oh, this is you've redone this. Like, right, I was on this 3 years ago, 100%.
Yeah. I'm the opposite. I'm still mainly only listening to Fleetwood Mac, and that was from 20 years
before. Well,
have
you heard Miley Cyrus's new one that's Fleetwood Mac sample? I'm sorry. I know you're going to kill me. It's fucking brilliant.
We'll play it in a minute.
Play it to us afterwards.
I will.
Have the licensing to play it during the show, unfortunately.
I think the only one that I would definitely be stuck on is I'd probably have Big Mouth Strikes Again when I'm going in.
Yes, that's brilliant.
That's perfect.
But then I get really annoyed, though, because of his politicky shitness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the Smiths are still great, even though Morrissey's a Nazi. It's fine. And Johnny Marr wrote half the music, so, you know.
But then I think, oh, I don't want to be known as that.
It doesn't mean you're a Nazi.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, obviously.
It's just a great track. It's just a great song. Yeah. Can't believe it's
a
track.
It is a fucking great track. It's like Michael Jackson's
finger kids, and he's amazing.
Wow, you went there.
Yeah, you did. You really did. Holly, we have one more question for you. We ask this at the end to everybody. How do you want to be remembered? Is that the same thing, just like, sorry, I was a twat?
I think I'm going to be remembered as, we loved her, but she weren't half a dick. That'd be it,
You'd be happy with that?
I'll be all right. If people think she was, you know what? She was a proper knobhead, weren't she? Like, she was dead mischievous. She did everyone's head in, but she was fucking...
But do you think that's actually how people feel about you? Or is that your self-deprecating nature being like, that's what I kind of worry they think of me?
I don't think it's a worry. I'm totally okay with, like, I always find it really funny, especially if I'm going on dates and stuff. Men always go, fucking hell, she's really loud. And I think, I'm Mega Mint. Yeah. Be me mate. If you don't want to be me mate, go away. Not interested.
Mega Mint. She's Mega Mint. Holly, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You mentioned a little bit earlier where people could find your dog's Instagram account. Where can they? What are you up to? Where can they find stuff you're doing?
They can find my Instagram, and it's me basically being a daft twat most of the time, at Jolly Hey Bows, which is JolliHay Bows, BOWES.
Brilliant.
Just my name spelt backwards.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Thanks for spelling it out, because we have a particularly illiterate and
very entertaining
dyslexic audience. Guys, please do subscribe to It's Your Funeral. Drop us a comment and a rating. And do, as I said at the beginning, send us any of your funny funeral stories or death stories. The email address is podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Make sure you follow Sam at Vom Cruise on Instagram and have a listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous, if you like the world of fame and people who have experienced it or grown up around it. And we'll be back next time with another episode of It's Your Funeral. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.